Our next guest has built a career specializing in business lending, very active as a small business advocate by working with startups on business plans, helping small businesses expand into commercial companies, finding aging owners a generational solution for the sale of their business, even helping those customers who fall on hard times. Small business lending solutions are her passion. She is Huntington Bank Senior Vice President and the Business Banking Credit SBA and Operations Director for Huntington. She is Maggie Ferentz. Maggie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. Welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show, Maggie.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. As the head of Business Banking Credit and SBA at Huntington, why don't you share some of the successful ways you've found that small businesses in Michigan have been able to, pivot and stay afloat for those who've been lucky enough to do so.
You know what I think is always so exciting is that at the heart of every small business, at the backbone of every small business, it starts with a person or a couple partners or a family. They're extremely passionate about what they do, but it's also their livelihood. And really the tenacity of the human spirit shines through in so many small businesses that we see. And what they were able to do during the pandemic, it has really been nothing but just astounding. They've pivoted their business models. They've adjusted their services to make sure that they can look to accommodate that really their customer base. Look at restaurants and groceries, you know, this dramatic shift to pickup and delivery services, you know, the use of digital technology to allow for online ordering and in this curbside pickup expectation that so many small businesses have moved to. So leaning into the community, asking for support, networking with their peers, you know, it became an idea of survive. And now I'm really excited to see how much of those new learned behaviors come into this new normal and really help them thrive as we come out of this really difficult period.
Well, certainly businesses have evaluated their service, their business, their model they've been following. They've adjusted to survive. Even right where we are right now, museums like the Henry Ford, Greenfield Village, and other attractions, as you mentioned, have shown their resourcefulness, their ingenuity, implementing phased reopening plans and continuing to offer unique guest experiences with safety precautions in place. We see it all around here where we're broadcasting from today. But what about entrepreneurs that might want to start their own business? And we've gone through this before. Some people say, what, start a business now? What, are you crazy? We're finding that this is not a bad time to start a business.
Well, there's never a bad time to start a small business as long as you've done your research and you're prepared. And that's the same advice that I would give to someone at the height of the best economic times. And keeping in mind, you know, this backdrop is a human health crisis, not a financial crisis. And there's definitely some time to take a step back and say, what would my small business be bringing to the table at this time? And we've certainly seen over the years some amazing ingenuity come through small business to help fill gaps in our current process around our local economies. Think about delivery services. You know, think about, you know, QR codes on phones that are now offering, you know, this new type of digital lookup that didn't exist a few years ago. So we're definitely seeing people who have sat around with a little bit of extra time during quarantine and thought to themselves, what am I most passionate about? And if your passion, you know, isn't that 8-to-5 job you've been doing over the last few years, or if you're passionate about being your own boss, now is always a good time to stop and think, could I be doing something for myself and for my community? Should I create a small business? And if you do your research, if you do your marketing, if you put together a business plan, and if you're prepared, there's never a bad time to start a small business.
What other resources, before we let you go, are out there that you can suggest, and where should listeners go for more information?
There's a tremendous number of free small business resources, and you should always start online by looking at what's available to you. I will never undercut the value of, you know, professional services that come through an accountant and an attorney, but before you start to pay for services, make sure you know what's available to you for free. Local resources that are available in each of our communities, as well as groups like the SBA at sba.gov. And then at Huntington, we pride ourselves in providing resources to help small businesses start to grow and to thrive. And if you actually go to huntington.com, keyword Lift Local, our Lift Local small business program focuses on startups and for the smallest of small businesses to help them get moving through really these hard economic times, but a forever business plan to help them grow.
Excellent. Maggie Ferentz, Huntington Bank Senior Vice President and the Business Banking Credit SBA and Operations Director for Huntington. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.